This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. CIFA Radio rolled down the hill to the CN Center on January 22nd. During a Wednesday walkabout, an opportunity for indoor exercise the center makes available to the public. To have a chat with manager Glenn Mickelson and local artist Mercedes Mink, 2025 marks the center's 30th anniversary, so it's time to brighten up the place with a fresh coat of paint, transforming the forest green of the interior of the building into a lightened up, creamy white. Mercedes Mink was commissioned to put a splash of color on one of the empty walls. What was a blank canvas of slate gray cement has been transformed into a vibrant, sprawling display, roughly 9 feet tall by 15 feet wide. Rolling hills dotted with Prince George Specials, our local housing design of choice, rest amidst the slopes. Silhouettes of regionally familiar animals inhabit the ridgelines of the landscape, while birds take flight across a sunlit sky, transitioning into a starry night. Down below, sturgeon and salmon wriggle their way through a clear blue stream. The paint job isn't a bad way to celebrate 30 years of operation at the CN Center. Manager Mickelson explains the straightforward motivation.
Mercedes has done just a remarkable job of just, you know, bringing some real color to the CN Center. It's just part of the whole project that we've done the last year. People may have noticed that when they come in that we have a new painting color, right? We got all the forest green beams in our ceiling are now painted and refreshed. And so this is just part of that opportunity just to, you know, bring some new color into the CN Center.
So Glenn, I really enjoyed the forest green color that we had in the CN Center before. Why'd you have to go and change it?
Well, after 30 years, it's a little dated. And it's our 30th anniversary this year too, right? So, you know, paint wears out. Things get tired. So we just had to redo it. There are more people that come through our venue than any other for Northern British Columbia. And so to have an opportunity to showcase a young artist like Mercedes is a wonderful opportunity for us. And she just did, as you can see behind me, a remarkable job.
Artist Mercedes Mink was candid as she walked us through her creative process.
So it's kind of just based on the community of Prince George, our wildlife, and like how we sit in the natural world and how we're, you know, a tiny little village in a much wider landscape. Like when I think about, you know, how I live in Prince George, I mean, I think that the obvious thing to do at the CN Center would have been like a hockey mural or like someone was like, you should do a mean grizzly bear eating a hockey puck. And I was like, I don't know if that's really like most people's experience of Prince George. I don't know, maybe. But I thought it would be kind of cool to do something that incorporated just general stories of people experiencing Prince George. And like, I think examples like swimming and fishing and being part of a little community, like I think Prince George is great for that. Even just being here and like talking to all the people is really wholesome. So like, while now I was working on it, I wanted to represent those aspects and those experiences that I've had here where I'm like connected to something small but vibrant. I didn't want to be niche. I wanted to be capturing a lot of experiences in Prince George in a general kind of natural way that takes a good look at the environment that we live in. Prince George sometimes gets a bad rap as a town, and like I just want to, you know, show the other experience of it that are good and positive and like not just the negative stuff that you see in the media about like not wanting to go through Prince George. Like, people don't know that we have beautiful things and we care about community and art, and yeah, I want to foster that in Prince George, I think. So hopefully I think we did that here when we were making friends and making art, so.
You mentioned your collaboration with some other participants. Was youth collaboration an original intent of this piece, or is that something that just kind of happened?
It was not, and my mom came and visited one night, and there was a bunch of little hockey kids running around, and they were so excited. They were like, oh my God, look at that. And my mom was the one who was actually like, hey, do you guys want to paint a little bit? And so me and my mom were standing there, and these little kids were painting, and they were just like blown away that they got to do it. And they're like, my mom worked with one of the kids' parents, and I guess when she went to work the next day, the kid's mom was like, he came home raving that he got to paint a fish for the rest of his life. He's going to be talking about how he helped paint this mural. And so after that, anytime I saw a little kid, I'd be like, do you want to come paint this? Because I'm like, you know, what if I was that little kid and that was like a really formative experience that made me want to keep doing stuff like that, you know? So I don't know. I feel like art is such a hard thing to get into, but it's such a fun and rewarding thing that like I wish more people could stick with it. So like if I could help 5 little kids like painting, then that's great to me.
Is there a favorite memory of the CN Center that you can think of?
Oh yeah, actually when I was a little kid, my brother used to play hockey and we would come here all the time. And I actually see kids nowadays running around here and having like untethered to their parents. They are running wild in the CN Center, and it's very nostalgic to me because those are my favorite memories, are running around as a child in the CN Center and hiding hockey pucks. There's like metal plating up behind the bleachers up there, and we would hide hockey pucks that we found in there. So that's one of my top CN Center memories.
Maybe a few of those pucks are still there.
My sister came to help me paint, and I was like, should we go see if they're still there? She's like, there's no way. But we never looked, so maybe I still have to go see.
Maybe at the next hockey game.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks so much, Mercedes. The murals of Mercedes Mink can be found at the CN Center, the Lululemon at Pine Center Mall, in Prince George, Claybee-Tenay, and at the McKenzie Skate Park. More can be found at merkmink.com, M-E-R-K. M-I-N-C-K. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.